Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Steve Kathan. Two adults were shot today at East High School in Denver. Police say a suspect is still being sought and apparently left school grounds. The condition of the victims is not known. Just last month, a student there was shot outside school and died. For parents there, another tragedy.
We're all asking the same questions, like why 20 years after Columbine are we still answering and asking the same exact questions, and why can't we just send our kids to school in safety? And that's a question that I can't answer.
There's word the grand jury investigating former President Trump will not meet today. WCBS-TV's Zinnia Maldonado on the anticipation over a possible indictment in the hush money case.
Despite calls to protest directly from Trump, demonstrations across New York have remained somewhat small.
Take off!
But with the grand jury still investigating, law enforcement remains on high alert. The NYPD setting up heavy fencing around the courthouse, placing SWAT teams at strategic locations, and ordering all 35,000 of its officers, including undercover cops, to dress in full uniform and be ready to mobilize at a moment's notice.
In about an hour, we'll get the latest word on interest rates from Federal Reserve policymakers. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
With fresh instability in the banking sector, financial markets are now expecting, maybe hoping, for a more modest quarter percentage point increase.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
We're trying to thread the needle here, balance things, trying to do enough to help support the banking system and financial system, get that on solid ground, but at the same time continue to fight inflation.
A cleanup today in the San Francisco Bay Area after the latest bashing from a storm system. KPIX reporter Betty Yu.
Hurricane-like winds whipped up waves on the bay and knocked down giant trees along the Embarcadero. A big rig overturned on the Bay Bridge to Oakland, snarling traffic for hours. Pedestrians also proved to be no match against the sudden windstorm. People struggled to walk and clung onto street posts to keep their balance.
It's day two of the strike by 30,000 Los Angeles school district workers.
I expect the students to know that you have to fight for your rights. I teach history, and our students know that we fight for our rights.
Scientists have pulled DNA from Ludwig von Beethoven's hair to look for clues about his many health problems and hearing loss. They weren't able to figure out why the composer lost his hearing, but they say liver disease likely killed him. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 117 points. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Racine County authorities are looking for a hit-and-run driver who struck a We Energies worker on Tuesday, causing serious injuries. It happened in Burlington shortly before noon. After the driver hit the worker, the vehicle backed up and fled in the opposite direction. They're looking for a white four-door Chevy with black rims and tinted windows on what could be a late 2000s diesel model. The worker was taken to the hospital by Flight for Life. Feeding deer this time of year can not only cause them harm, but is illegal in much of Wisconsin. The DNR says winter feeding can draw deer out of their ranges and cause them to congregate, and that increases the risk of disease transmission like CWD. If you want to help, the DNR recommends joining the Deer Management Assistance or the Landowner Incentive Programs. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. I've said before, history is made every minute, every second, whether you're awake or not. It's being made this week. It's a lot of it's being made this week. Your grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be reading about it in the history books. We're going to start right off. It's looking very likely that Donald Trump will be indicted by a New York grand jury. And will have to be, if he's not arrested, show up voluntarily and be processed. A lot of late-breaking developments on that, and I want to go through them. The crime that he is going to be indicted for is in the books of his company. He listed the $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, the porn actress, to cover up the affair, to stop her from going public. But he listed it on the books of his company as legal fees. In the state of New York, it is illegal for a company to misrepresent something like that, a payment like that. By doing that, it's a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor in all states. Easiest way to define it is a criminal offense that's punishable by less than a year in jail. It's punishable by more than a year in jail, it's a felony. That's a very rough delineation between felony and misdemeanor. The consequences to you of being convicted of the two are very large. If you're convicted of a felony, you can't vote, you can't have certain jobs. It'll follow you the rest of your life. A misdemeanor ain't great, but you can still vote, and it doesn't disqualify you for the same jobs that a felony would. This charge can be increased to a felony if the misrepresentation was done deliberately to conceal it. In this particular case, to conceal it because it happened just shortly before the presidential election in 2016. Sayewitz has sentenced thousands of people, and she has prosecuted cases for almost 26 years. There's another terrific ad. There's a elderly gentleman, and he looks in the camera. He says, "My wife and I were attacked, and she was beaten up by thugs. And Janet Protasiewicz, the prosecutor, tracked them down, prosecuted them, and sent them to jail." Excellent. Just excellent. And then, apparently, there's a new ad out. I haven't seen it yet. They hit Dan Kelly and Social Security. You might say, well, come on. What does Social Security have to do with the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Well, theoretically, nothing. It's federal. But this guy shot his mouth off on a website in the past saying he's against Social Security. You know, Ron Johnson, the senator, calls it a Ponzi scheme. Hey, it's not a Ponzi scheme if I'm paying into it, Jack. It's not a Ponzi scheme if I'm paying into it. This isn't welfare, Jack. This is not welfare. So it goes on and on and on. But then the low light was Kelly turning to her. And she said very reasonably, she said, look, if I get in there, I believe a woman has a right to choose or make her own health care decisions. And whether or not I agree with them, that's besides the point. It's her body. He attacks her for that and says, oh, you're prejudging. No, she said, I'm not prejudging anything. Those are my values. And then she says, Kelly would vote to enforce the 1849 statute that 174 years ago was passed by a legislature that women couldn't serve in and women couldn't vote for, to be arrested if they voted for it. And yet, supposedly, a skeleton hand comes into the 21st century and decides how people can make their health care decisions. She goes, that's wrong, but he would enforce it. And you know what he does? He turns to her and he goes, you're lying. How do you know what I'm thinking? Well, I know what Putin's thinking. I mean, if Putin were running for something and he said, well, I haven't made up my mind on Ukraine. Well, no, I would say, you're lying. You made up your mind on Ukraine. Well, with this character, this guy has been endorsed by every group. Some of them say they will only endorse people who pledge to them that they will overturn any right at all for a woman to make her health care decision. It's come to the point that OBGYNs in the state are afraid to even do a DNC, even if the woman's life or health is at stake, because they don't want to be prosecuted. They're not going to be prosecuted by the Milwaukee DA. They're not going to be prosecuted by the Dane County DA or the Attorney General. But there's 72 counties in this state, and there are 72 prosecutors. Some of them would like to be in Congress. Some of them would like to be governors. Some of them would like to be on court TV for a week prosecuting a doctor. That's the state of things right now. There's no exceptions for woman's life, for rape, for her health. And what? Kelly turns and says, you know, I like Janet a lot, but she is a nice person. What I would have said, okay, tell me right now. Do you believe that there should be an exception, an abortion for the life of a mother and for rape? Yes or no? He would have gone, well, you know, I'd have to read the briefs. No, you don't have to read the briefs. You don't have to read the briefs. That's a pretty basic question. I don't care what the briefs said. We have a constitution. Anyway, she was terrific. And this guy came across bad. Remember something, that race is coming up a week from this coming Tuesday. Right now, you are able to vote absentee in person. What do I mean by that? You know you can vote absentee by mail. Maybe you didn't put in for a ballot. Maybe you don't like absentee by mail. I do. A lot of people do. But I'm very high on absentee in person. Because you walk in there, it's a very short line. And in Milwaukee, which is, well, the busiest polling districts in the state, in Milwaukee you walk in. If you walk in like late morning or mid-afternoon during the week, there's nobody in line. It's not like there's a short line. There's no line. You walk up, they are so grateful to have a customer. They say, great, and they check you in. They're polite, terrific. Walk you over to the voting machine, set it up. You vote. Then you get a little sticker that goes, I voted, and you walk out, and you're golden. Election day comes. You can sit back, relax, go to work, and that night just sit and watch the returns. We're going to go to the lines right now. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I have to say this, the ads that Kelly is now running against Judge Janet and some of the sliming is, I thought the Mandela Barnes slime job was bad, but this is really getting down and dirty. So, you know, it's just amazing to me. I've lost all hope with the GOP in running an election without sliming people to the point, I don't know what you would call it. Anyway, I just wanted to, it's not going to change my mind at all. I want fair maps. So with that, you have a great day, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, let me respond to that, Paul, because there's maybe some misconceptions here. First of all, you have to remember something. The Republicans lie in their campaign ads. So they take those ads, as, you know, that she didn't sentence this one, she didn't sentence that one. First of all, they're the ones that darkened Obama, Mandela Barnes's skin. They darkened Lou Butler's skin when he ran, 10, 15 years ago. They lied about Jill Karofsky when she ran. So you cannot take for granted how they're describing the crime. They lie as a matter of course. However, she has sentenced thousands of people. And let me tell you something about sentencing. First of all, there's a pre-sentence report by professionals, and they spend a lot of time, and then they make a recommendation. Then the DA makes a recommendation. Then the victim makes a statement, and then she has to decide. There are a number of times where somebody who is a victim says that they have reconciled with the person, and they don't want him to go to jail. She'll still send him to jail, but not for a huge amount of time, because that is the desire of the pre-sentence report, the DA, and the victim. The other thing is, in some of these cases, they're very, very sad. If you sentence someone to a long time in jail, what happens with the family? What happens with everybody else? And that's why you have pre-sentences reports by experts. So if you are looking at these ads, remember something. And it's right to say, as you just did, and I do, I want fair maps. But do not let Janet be lowered in your esteem by these ads. Because in several of the cases, what they're talking about, the facts of the case are false and lying, number one. Number two, a number of these people sat in jail for a year and a half. And so when she gives somebody a sentence, you tack that on to what it would be. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. The election is a week from this coming Tuesday, and she needs your vote. We're going to a break. Don't hang up. I see you on the line. Back right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them, as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system. Okay.
I like the way you think, Rico. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
listener poll. I think this nominee for D-Bag of the Year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 33. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Highs around 41. Overcast. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows around 28. A dusting of snow tonight with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matchlin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Don't hang up. I will take you in order quickly. We're going to start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Matt, on this, what I'm about to say, I'm going to have to lean on you for a little expertise. I believe, at least I was led to believe, that Dan Kelly was aware of the fake electoral votes. He participated in it. If he did, and you ask him, did you participate in? I hope like heck. He says, no, I didn't know anything about it. And then my report to him would be, you didn't know anything about it, and you want to be a judge? How can you be a fair judge if you don't know when the house is burning around you? You don't even know that's going on. Where's your impartiality? Where's your thought process? You have no qualifications. And I'll leave you with this. I get a kick out of it. I had heard from some of your colleagues, he wears a cape. Well, there's only one cape crusader that I know of, and that's Batman. Now, I don't know if he's Batman or what, but I'll tell you what. This guy is beyond off the wall. Am I correct on the electoral, when he was involved in that he knew? I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's great. And, yeah, he was involved in the fake elector business. You know he was because in the January 6th committee, in the special commission, Andrew Hitt, the former chairman of the Republican Party, who was a fake elector, said that the guy that advised them and helped them gin it up was a guy named Dan Kelly. Now, look, if Dan Kelly turns to the camera and says, I knew nothing about it, and he's not crazy enough to do it that way. Well, he said, well, you don't know what I told them. Well, yeah. Putin says, I don't know. You can't read my mind about Ukraine. Well, yes, I can. And with Dan Kelly, he was paid almost 120 grand. What were you paid 120 grand for? Just to sit there? I mean, come on, guy. The second thing is, he's the guy who went around the state with Gableman for a year lying about fraud. So he knew plenty about it. And when Janet Protasiewicz said at the beginning of the debate, this is about our democracy, it's at stake, she was absolutely right. Bill, excellent call. Thank you. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Gene, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
I hope the voters don't be duped by the masters of deception, because this is their modus operandi. They do this right prior to within a week or two of voting, so that there's no opportunity to come back and clarify and correct their lies. They did this with Mary Burke, and I'll remember this so much because it really had my ire going, and that was on radio stations, they were discussing how Mary Burke was fired by her father. And it was just before the election. I was calling and tried to get in, and to fight back. And I notified people that, hey, this guy, they're lying about Mary Burke. Remember, she was running against Scotty Walker after the recall. Right. And that got out, and that impacted significantly. I couldn't believe it. And you know, this judge, Judge Janet, would not have the successes, the positions that she had if those lies were true. People would have gotten rid of her a long time ago if this was her behavior. So I hope people will look beyond the lies and the fraud, because you can't believe a thing that comes out of, you know, and I feel bad saying this because I do not want to see one party. However, I do not want a party of lying and deception running our state and our country. So please fight back, folks, because we need to put a stop to it. And the only ones that can is our vote. Thank you, Matt, so much.
And thank you, Jean. Let me tell you what's going on here. Jean is exactly right. When they put on an ad, you know, like they claimed that Mary Burke had been fired by her father. Another ad, they claim that she was fired by her brother. They just say this stuff. This is sort of like Russian stuff on Twitter or on Facebook. It's fake. Now, what's going on here, though, is this is an old tactic. You're right. About 2 weeks before, they unload this terrible stuff. You've seen these ads. These ads are misstating the cases that she was involved in. They're misstating and or silent on what the DA recommended, on what the pre-sentence report recommended, or what the victims wanted in their statement. Okay, so but they came out with this stuff. Now, the reason they're doing it, there's a theory, is to slime the entire election so that the voter turnout is turned down. They don't think that anybody who sees these ads and was for Janet will vote now for Kelly. That's not what the deal is. What they think is that if they slime her enough, people will be so disgusted, they'll say a pox on all your houses and won't vote. And there's a lot of data that shows in elections, especially low turnout, like a judicial election in April, that in a very low turnout, it benefits the Republicans. That's just the case, because the Democratic majorities tend to be less committed voters, but they're very sincere about their vote, but they have a conscience and they see slime and they say, we don't want to be any part of that, whether it's true or not, blah, blah, blah. They pour garbage, they pour buckets of slime on the entire race. That is their MO. So if you're listening to this broadcast or you're talking to family members or friends, remember something. Get out and vote, no matter how distasteful all of this is. A, they frequently lie in what they're saying. B, you have no background in what really occurred. And C, that Dan Kelly will keep gerrymandering in, and he will vote on the Supreme Court to overturn an election if a Democrat wins in 2024. It's as simple as that. He went around the state with Gableman trying to overturn it. He was paid almost $120,000, $119,000 and change by the Republican Party all the way to December, a couple of months ago, to gin up the special elector, the fake electors. This guy is fraud on the hoof. He is fraud on the hoof. You do not want him on the Supreme Court. You don't want a Republican or Democratic staffer on the Supreme Court. You might as well put the Republican chairman on the Supreme Court. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's now or never, my love won't wait.
It's now or never, my love won't wait.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Two faculty members have been shot at a Denver high school. KONO's Michael Abeda reports.
They just put crime tape up around the building over there by East High School. So things obviously getting a little bit more busy out here as students who were at lunch or grabbing something to eat are returning to school to find that their school has been taped off.
So far, no arrest. Today's expected session of the Manhattan grand jury investigating the Trump hush money payment to Stormy Daniels has been postponed.
Trump continues to speak out via social media, blasting Manhattan
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, insisting he, quote, presides over one of the most crime-ridden, violent, and dangerous cities, while also insisting he committed no crime of any kind.
WCBS's Zinnia Maldonado. The Federal Reserve is deciding whether to raise interest rates.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe, CBS News Brief.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Dan Kelly says his opponent talks about politics too much to be a fair and impartial Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Although she says the formulaic words that she will follow the law, she's never said one thing in this campaign that would lead to any reasonable belief that that's what she would do.
Kelly faced Janet Protasiewicz in the one and only debate of the general election campaign yesterday. Wisconsin Democrats are trying to legalize abortion again. Governor Evers' bill would restore Wisconsin's abortion laws to what they were before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Republicans have their own bill to allow exceptions for rape and incest. In sports, Wisconsin is going to the NIT Final Four next week after beating Oregon last night. The Bucks host San Antonio tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Every family has one. The Smother.
Holy why!
Hi, Erica!
This is my daughter. I baked her in my tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My24.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines one more time for the next segment. Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gary. What's in your mind today?
Well, okay. Now, you said that there's no subjects that you cannot talk about, okay? So I'm going to ask you what your opinion is, and I just want to know what your opinion is about the what's been coming out in the news about Janet Protasiewicz and Mike Madden, her stepson, which is accusing her of elder abuse, using the N-word.
Drinking. Yeah, cut the baloney here, Gary. Yeah, no, cut I'm the baloney. Just... Yeah, no. Hold on. Hold on for a second. The stepson that you are talking about is spent several years in prison for drug dealing. He brought a couple of hundred pounds of marijuana into the state, into Milwaukee. There are other step people. There's another stepson and a stepdaughter who don't corroborate that. She was married for about 9 months to this guy, and they got a divorce. So that is typical slime out of the Republican Party. I'm not accusing you personally because I think you're a good guy, but I'm tired of slime from the Republican Party. Thanks for calling. Tatter Billy, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Tatter Billy?
Hey, I'm just wondering about this. I'm hearing a lot about people saying, hey, when Trump gets indicted or arrested or whatever, don't celebrate. It's unseemly. I guess I understand, like, hey, don't celebrate because it's not anything yet. But, you know, justice has been such a long time in coming, so far overdue. So to think that the Democrats should just sit on their hands and, oh, well, we're just going to let the process play out and, you know, this is a sad day. No, it's going to be a great day when Trump is finally beginning to be held accountable. And I don't expect to hide it.
You know, you anticipated our next topic. So I know what you're saying, and I'm going to hit it very hard. I'm going to take one more call and then go to the next topic. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, again, the hypocrisy of the Republicans absolutely, totally amazing. Oh, excuse me. It's not Republicans this time because it's a nonpartisan Supreme Court race. That's right. We sometimes forget that with the rhetoric that goes on. But, you know, Kelly says that you can't trust Protasiewicz because of a variety of things, one of which is she's gotten money from the Democratic Party. Well, she's already stated clearly that she will recuse herself if something comes before the court that involves the Democratic Party. Kelly, on the other hand, when in 2020, I think it was, he recused himself rather than vote on the, I think it was a voting purge where they were trying to purge 200,000 Wisconsinites from the rolls. And he right. first recused himself. So, oh, I'm in that election. And then he didn't like the result of the election. So in retaliation, he unrecused himself. Now, I don't even know if that's legal. I didn't know it was possible even. And you know, you can't trust somebody? Excuse me?
Right. No, you nailed it. Look, Jack, here's the deal. Not only that, it was a Zignago case, and he recused himself. And then the Zignagos gave him about 20 grand, and he lost that spring election, and he unrecused himself. You know, it would have been a vengeance decision. And then fortunately, frankly, it got delayed enough so that it went over to Jill Karofsky and he was no longer on the court. This guy's bad news, okay? This guy is extremely bad news. And, you know, for him, the chutzpah of this guy, for him to accuse Protasiewicz of taking money from Democrats, this race is already the most expensive race in the history of the United States. The history of the United States, judicial race, I mean. It's over $30 million. And a big chunk of that went to him from this Eline character from Northern Illinois and a lot of these folks. They're all Republicans, but more importantly, he ran his last race out of the Republican Party headquarters. Out of the Republican Party headquarters. That's where he ran it out of. This guy knows no shame. I mean, really knows no shame. Janet Protasiewicz said, yeah, if the Democratic Party is a party, it's okay, so I won't hear it. That's all. That's all she has to say. This guy, listen, Gableman got $1 million from the Wisconsin manufacturers in commerce, and then he passed on a case that gave them an exemption. Do not trust the Republicans with money. I've told you that in the past. Do not trust anything that they say. Anything that they say, in an ad or in debate, because it's absolute baloney. Jack, thanks for calling. We'll take one more. Steve from Waukesha, my friend. Thanks for calling, Steve. What's in your mind?
Hi. So I've got a question for you. I listen to your station, not as much as I do the other stations. I do side on the other side. But my question for you is, the gentleman that called a little while ago, talking about the, you know, Janet using the N-word and whatever was
going on. All right, terminate the call, Calvin. Terminate the call. Okay, we're going to go back to the topic that Tatter Billy originally noticed, and that has to do with Tatter Billy is not going to not going to tolerate being told you can't exult over Trump. Let me give you the background, and then you can make up your own mind. First of all, Trump was, as president, head of state as well as head of government. There's nobody who wants to see him prosecuted more than I do. Nobody. But that said, how we treat a head of state as opposed to head of government. Head of government is like the prime minister in England. Head of state is King Charles. Here, you combine them. We do not want a perp walk of Trump going around a building. And we also do not want public exaltations. In my opinion, the reason for that is it's unseemly. Whatever you think personally, let it go and let the law take its course. But I don't want to disabuse anybody of anything, but I am deeply suspicious of what's going on in New York. And I'm going to tell you why. The New York grand jury is not sitting today. Apparently, Bragg said they don't necessarily have to sit. They may come back tomorrow. Donald Trump has been fleecing his supporters. Remember that he said early on, he said, well, on Tuesday, I'm going to be arrested. He raised over $1 million on that, by the way. And he's going to be arrested. There is some Photoshop video going around. If you want to see something very, very funny, go on and look at it. There's a picture of Trump with fear on his face being chased by cops. And there's another one of Trump being wrestled to the ground by three cops. And it goes, Trump arrested. It's all baloney, okay? It's all baloney. Those were Photoshop, number one. Trump sent out an encoded message to his right-wing supporters. His next campaign rally is going to be in Waco, Texas. And the experts have said that they think that what that shows is that this is an invitation to his supporters to rally and to be kind, if not violent, kind of rowdy. Why? Because Waco, Texas, this is the anniversary 30 years ago of the raid on Waco, Texas. It's the anniversary of the ATF raid that killed David Koresh, the cult leader, and about 80 of his followers. And it was bungled and it was wrong. In my judgment, there was such outrage, and I shared the outrage that it went to that level, that in 1994, the Democrats got pasted in the elections. He's trying to tie this into the Waco deal, just so you know. Now, I am suspicious about what's going on in New York, not because I have any inside information, but there are probably thousands of misdemeanors committed in New York City every day. There are hundreds every day in Milwaukee. There are hundreds, if not more, felonies committed in New York every day. You never read about a grand jury having to sit and deliberate on every one of them before the DA can charge. The DA doesn't need a grand jury to charge. He doesn't need a grand jury to charge. My original thought had been, of course, that he was doing this for political cover. Okay, I get it. It's a former president, blah, blah, blah. But what happens if they don't charge? What happens if they don't charge? Then what it is this grand kind of kabuki dance where Trump says he's going to be charged and arrested. He gets $1 million. There's this Photoshop stuff put on. It's all false. And then what? He's not charged. And he looks like what? A saint? Come on. This is the guy that ginned up the insurrection, that lied about having classified documents in Mar-a-Lago and lied to his own lawyers, and then transferred the ones that he wanted to keep up to Bedminster. This is the guy that extorted Brad Raffensperger. And suddenly he gets let off the hook. Now, it is possible that my suspicions are misplaced. Why do I say that? Because I'm not omnipotent and neither are you omnipotent. And who knows? Maybe he will be charged. And if he is, that's fine. But there's a lot of violent talk being thrown around. Let me give you some of it. There's a guy named Ali Alexander, who's a right-wing nut, who's one of his biggest supporters. He threatened the cops in New York on Twitter today. He said, quote, any cop who betrays the people for politicians is a traitor and will be dealt with at a later date. And the penalty for treason is death. Ali Alexander should be arrested right now. He should be held without bail. He should be sentenced for threatening the cops in New York. There's a guy. Here's another guy. This is a real beaut. A guy named Pete Santelli, a right-wing nut, radio nut. He said, quote, if Trump is arrested, we should execute Obama, Eric Holder, and Susan Rice, end quote. All African-Americans, Obama, of course, and then Eric Holder is attorney general, and Susan Rice is national security advisor. That's a felony. He's a former president. And these are former government officials. What's going on? What am I the only guy, if I were in power, would arrest these guys? You can't do that. They let Paul Gosar off in Congress. He put on a video in which he kills Ocasio-Cortez. She's in Congress. That's a felony. In it, he attacks physically Joe Biden. That is a super felony. If you go into a bar and say, I want to kill the president of the United States, they're informants, you will be charged with a felony. Why are these people not charged? But that's what's going on, and that's what's bothering Alvin Bragg, and I don't really blame him. Let me give you another. This is unbelievable. There's a QAnon supporter and a Trump supporter out in Colorado named Remington. She and her husband put up a no trespassing sign. Some poor guy who's a salesman was told by his company, a house painting company, knock on doors and see if they want their house painted. He goes up and he triggers a tripwire, a spring gun. There's an explosion. He's almost deafened. He's almost blinded. And the cops find a shotgun in the bushes and they come screaming, no trespassing. That is a felony. Fortunately, they've been charged. There's a famous case in England that goes back to the 19th century that's been incorporated in our common law. You can't set spring guns and attractive nuisances. In those days, these cruel lords, people would poach from their gardens to get vegetables or shoot deer on their estates. They put spring guns and kill them. And an English court said, I don't care if it's your private property. You can't set a trap on your private property to injure people. And that has been incorporated in our common law. Apparently, nobody knows that. What, nobody cares about that? Come on. And then this Ali Alexander can say we should kill New York cops and the clown Santelli, we should kill Obama, Eric Holder, and Susan. I've had enough of this. I've had flat out enough of this. There have got to be prosecutions for threatening public officials and police officers and FBI agents, and it's got to be enforced now. On a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Low is around 33. Tonight, under overcast skies with scattered rain showers likely. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. High temperatures reach up to 41. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 28. About an inch of snow Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are alive. I'll get to you in a second, but this last one really frosts me, but I want to switch to a local issue because I get my blood boiling when I think of all the stuff going on with Donald Trump. There is a Wisconsin spills law. It's an environmental law. It's been in effect a long time. What it says, basically, if some toxic substance is spilled, like into the water, for instance, or into the ground, the DNR can come in, order it cleaned up, and order the company that did it to pay for the cleanup. Okay, it's very much like a Superfund requirement, but it's at the state level. There was a dry cleaners that spilled some bad stuff, forever chemicals. So the DNR came in and said, you got to clean it up. That is now in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce are involved, siding with the dry cleaner, with an unbelievable argument, an unbelievable argument. And remember something, the Supreme Court right now, until August, is 4-3 Republican. The argument is that forever chemicals are not listed as toxic substances yet in Wisconsin, because remember, Voss tied it up and won't, quote, approve them, end quote, because of the lame duck legislation. Remember that? That basically said he can do things like a governor. So therefore, because it's not officially toxic to the satisfaction of Voss, it's the municipality of, I think it's Oconomowoc, has to pay for it, not the private company. Now, wait a minute. Remember that train wreck in Ohio? That was vinyl chloride. Now, vinyl chloride is listed as a toxic substance, but there are things on these trains that are not listed as toxic substance. And what? Community is supposed to pay for it and can't get any compensation from the negligent company that did it? That did it? This is the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce once again doing everything in their power to block any attempt, quite frankly, to recognize the severity of what forever chemicals have done in this state. They're all over the state now. I used to name the counties. I can't name all the counties now. There are many, many rivers, lakes, bodies of water where you can't eat but one fish a month or a week, that kind of thing. And well, if it's a trout, one a month. If it's a walleye, one. You know, I mean, this is Wisconsin with clean water. This is Wisconsin with clean water, and Voss and the gerrymandered legislature are holding it up. If Janet Protasiewicz is on the Supreme Court, what I would do, and I've never talked to her about this, I don't know what she would do, but she's much more likely to do the following than Kelly, which is to say, no, manufacturers, you are wrong. The forever chemicals are toxic because scientists have limited the amount of fish you can who are infested with this, whom you can eat. It's getting to deer herds because they drink the water. And so we believe that the DNR's expertise as an agency, they have scientists on there, they have people who know what they're doing. It's very, very important that they designate it, not Voss. And while we're at it, we're getting rid of the lame duck power. 4-3 is it. 4-3 in the Supreme Court is the ball game. Janet Protasiewicz has got to get on that Supreme Court. Going back to the lines, Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. And, you know, to just kind of underscore your frustration with some of the rhetoric coming out of the right and Republicans. I think Jim Jordan is a candidate for either an obstruction or intimidation. He didn't have any idea at all, any of the facts of the case as far as what was going on. But in his mind, this already is something wrong, that the DA is doing something illegal. And he's sending the message out to all of the Republicans and the followers that if you investigate Trump, expect to get hauled in front of Congress to explain yourself. Now, I'm curious exactly what law it is that McCarthy is citing or where in the Constitution it says that he has the authority that he can just arbitrarily decide without seeing any evidence that he knows when a case is a proper investigation and when it is not, especially at the state level. That just completely boggles my mind that he's allowed to say that and there'll be zero consequences for his actions.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Tom. And the one thing that I might take differ a little bit is I don't know if there'll be zero consequences, because here's the thing. It just was announced today that the Republicans in the Senate don't go along with that. They do not. They're afraid. I mean, because they have to run statewide. You can't gerrymander the whole state. You can gerrymander congressional districts, which is how Jordan gets away with this stuff. You can't gerrymander a state. You know, for them to interfere in a criminal investigation and threaten a DA is not only unlawful, that strikes at the heart of American democracy. The whole idea is there's a case called Younger v. Harris back in California in the early 70s that basically said that courts can't even go in and halt a criminal prosecution in a state court. Now, there's a federal judge, even if he thinks it's an unfair state prosecution, he can't do anything about it. You got to let the states take their course, and then there's an appeal process which can end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. For the Congress to try to go in, the fortunate thing is Alvin Bragg has shown a lot of guts. He said pound sand. Now, here is the procedure. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, the head of the Judiciary Committee, can issue a subpoena with a majority support from his committee, which he'll get, which he'll get. Even this, our Brian Stile here in this state is the head of a committee, administrative committee, was forced to sign on. Forced, I don't know. He looked like a volunteer to me. To sign on to a threatening letter to Bragg. This James Comer, the guy from Kentucky, head of the Oversight Committee, signed on, and Jordan signed on. Bragg told him to pound sand. So Bragg gets a subpoena. First of all, what I think he'll do is appeal the subpoena in federal court, and certainly the New York federal courts are not going to uphold it. If the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court say, well, you know, that's for the Republican Party. We exist to serve the Republican Party. Go ahead. So Bragg goes there. He sits there. I'll pretend I'm Bragg. Gymnasium Jim said, why are you doing this? I'm not at liberty to tell you why I'm doing it. We believe there's probable cause to believe a felony was committed. And we are going to, without fear or favor, pursue the law. Okay. We want to see your evidence. We want to see the witnesses, we want to see this. Good luck. You ain't seen them. And the reason you ain't seen them, quite frankly, is because this is not the way the criminal law works. We're going to the end of the show. I've got cut off. We'll talk about it next time. Great calls as always. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. We'll be back same time, same place.
Of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.